come together as one children to render our worship unto you. We also thank you for the love and grace you show unto us when we departed from here. You have guided us safely, and today you have given us another opportunity to come here and worship you. We thank you for all you care for us. It's time for us to begin our Bible class. For this reason, we pray for your wisdom, your grace. Teacher, who is going to lead the class, we pray that you guide them with your Holy Spirit so that little what he will share can be beneficial to all of us, so that you all can grow and also demonstrate your love to the world. We pray for the heart which is guided in here this morning, that you open our heart to understanding, help us to understand the reason why you created marriage and even the reason why you created your church, so that you can always do something. We pray for the brethren who are on the way coming, that you guide them safely and for them to come and join us, and with one accord, you can render our worship unto you. This is our humble prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Yes, we are going to continue our Bible class. We have 45 minutes to do that. God so good, we have learned a lot in the marriage and the family. And the motive of this lesson is to know the reason why God created marriage, and also we need to show appreciation of marriage and his marriage and what God wants it to be. The marriage is always compared to the Lord's church. The Lord's church, he has ordained it the way and manner he's supposed to. It's the same thing as marriage. Marriage also is what? Institution which God has given to us, and we have to grow according to what God wants us to do. And by doing so, we're going to what? Help our marriage to please Him, to God. Not to please ourselves, but what? To please to God. Because all what you are doing as a children of God, what? We want to please God. That is all our motive. Our motive is what? To please Him, God. So last week we noticed a lot of things which we allow it to enter to our marriage, and at times it causes problems into our marriage. And today, God willing, we are going to continue how we can what? Build our marriage. How we can build our marriage. Not according to what we want, but according to what God wants. As I have already said, marriage is a second most important thing God has given to men. Marriage is the most important thing God has what? Given to men. The first one is what? Who can know? The church. Good, the church. That is the correct one. Being a Christian. That marriage is the most important thing God has given to men. The first one is what? Being a Christian. Being a Christian. And the second thing is the marriage to God. That is the institution God has given to us. And as I've already said, God has the motive, the reason why He created marriage. God so good, we have find all these reasons and what God wants our marriage based upon. We have got to address these points God wants our marriage to be based upon. So today we are going to learn how we can what? Solve a problem in case the problems come into our marriage, not even in our marriage alone, because the church, the marriage is compared to the church. These solutions, you also what can apply it in the church, because God has called us from the power of darkness into His dear kingdom. Colossians 1 verse 13. So, once we have been together, by all means, there will be a what? There will be a problem. You will miss the mark. You will miss the mark. So God has made a proposal. I would say, God has made a proposal for us what? To follow. And even when problems come, by God's grace, we can what? We can tackle it, and or we can overcome it. So, before we go forward, there is some things we need to ask ourselves before we can solve any problem. God, we need to. There is some questions we need to ask ourselves. If the problem comes in the Lord's church, as a Christian, there's four questions we always need to ask ourselves, or in case we have a privilege, somebody what? We have a favor, somebody asks us to what? To help them in their situations, in their problems, or in their marriage system. You can what? Use these principles to solve the problem. Because these four questions which we are going to ask ourselves is very, very, very important. Because it is very important, because God is want us, since God is looking for a sincere heart. The first question we must ask ourselves is, please write it down. Do you want to do what is right? The first question, if the problems comes, as a couple, as a married people, as a in the church, if problem comes, one something we have to ask ourselves is that is, do we or do you want to do what is right? Do you want to do what is right? If the answer is yes, then fine, let's go. Or if you get the answer right, then let's go. Then you can continue to ask, do you want to do what is right right now? Because a lot of people want to do what is right, but what? They are not ready to do it at that moment. A lot of people, you want to do what is right, but we are not ready to do it at right now, the moment. So, do you want to do what is right? As a couple, as a church, do you want to do what is right? And do you want to do what is right right now? If the answer is yes, then let's go forward. Do you want to let the scripture determine what is right? We have to ask this. Do you want the scripture, the Bible, determine what is right? We need to ask these questions. In our marriage, if you have a privilege, somebody will find a favor, somebody will come to you by door, please, so you want to help me. If I want to what? Do that, this is the questions I have to ask the person. If the answer I get from here is yes, then it's about 75% of the problem is going to solve. 75% of the problem, any problem, is going to solve when you get these answers very right. Do you want to do what is right? Do you want to do what is right right now? If the answer is yes, he said, do you want to let the Bible determine what is right? If the answer is yes, then the last one is, do you want to read the scripture daily to learn what is right? Do you want to learn the scripture daily to learn what is right? If all the answers we have get this morning is yes, which means about 75% of every problem you face, 75% has already been solved. If you have already, if you get these questions right. So once I have already said that marriage, our marriage, not to please ourselves. You are married what? To please God, to please each other. Because it is an institution God what has given to us. So we need to be answer these things right. So if you have got all these things right, the first solution to any problem is what? Is what? Is repentance. The first solution to every problem, in the Lord's church, in our relationship, in the world, in everywhere, we need what? Repentance. We need repentance. And one thing I wonder is, even to become a Christian, to become a born again, repentance, God demands this way. Repentance. And repentance is not what? One time thing. One time doing it once and it just ended. No. Repentance is what? Oh, it's continual thing. It's always, every day. Because I'm saying so, because if a lot of things you do and you don't think it is what? It is an offense to our neighbor, to our friends, to our wife, and to our everybody. A lot of things you do you do it what? In your what? In your pure motive, in a good conscience. But you can do that to what? To offend somebody. And if that person, or my wife, or my neighbor said, Rachel, this thing you said, in fact, I'm not what? Comfortable about that. I need what? I need to accept it. I need also respect, because that's why we have already learned the what? The idea of what? Respect. We need to respect everybody. We need to respect everybody when it comes about what? Problem solving. A lot of times you cannot solve problems because what? Because you think what we are doing is all what? 100% what? Right. And it is wrong. It is wrong. Where you think what I'm doing is 100% right. So the first thing we need to what? Bear in mind is what? Repentance. We need to repentance. We need repent. Repentance. So if you want to solve a problem in our marriage, in our family, in our relationship in the church, everything we need to go with what? Repentance. And this thing is like, because of arrogance and all these things, a lot of people even fear this way. A lot of people fear this word, repentance. Why should I repent? Why should I change? Why should I do this? That is what? Arrogant speaking. If you are what? Going to be humble ourselves, because God wants Edward to humble ourselves. So repentance is very, very important. being to become a member of God's church, before God will add you to his church, please, you need repentance. And without repentance, God will not add you to his church. Without repentance, God will not add you to his church. So repentance is something we go along. You don't let it back. You go along. And it's what? It's humble people who always what? Repent. It's those who are very humble. Arrogant people, they are not willing to repent. Because what? Because they think they are always what? Right. They think they are always right. And it's wrong. When I live with my wife, and I do something, or my wife do something to me, and I say, please, I don't like these things. Please, my wife supposed to what? Respect me and what? And change. And change. So repentance is very, very important. I've said, if you get these questions right, and if you get good or right in repentance, if you are willing to repent anytime you have what? Because I was saying, at times you would say something, I can say something to my sister with good conscience, but later you can call me, brother, the way the man is speaking, but I don't want that way. It's very simple for me to understand it, but arrogant people, they will not accept this simple thing, and this small issue what? One, before you know, it just what? Generate a lot of problems. Not only to me and Shay, but with her friends, my friends, and a lot of things. So please, we need repentance. Let us see what the Bible says. We know this quotation always, brah. When we got the sermon, Gary always quote this one. Luke chapter 13 verse 3. Luke chapter 13 verse 3. Please read that one for me. Luke 13 verse 3.
I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
Yeah. Jesus said, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise what? Perish. People are perishing. Not because they can't do anything. Not because what? Because of what? Because they are not ready. They are not ready to accept their mistake. A lot of people are perishing. A lot of people are not in a good relationship with God because of what? This repentance. It's a small way, repentance. But at times, we make it very difficult for us to what? To understand it. Repentance, it is very simple to understand it. But at times, what? What you do is what? We don't want to accept the meaning of what God wants us to what? To do this. So before you can build a good relationship in our marriage, in the lost church, in everything, brothers, sisters, you always what? Need repentance. We always need repentance. So repentance is very important. As I've already said, we need to repent and what? Pray to God. You remember us in Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 8, where Simon the sorcerer, he just drink the money too, because he do it. He did it in what? Good conscience. When Philip go there and preach to the brethren, it seemed like a lot of people repented and baptized. And even the sermon, the sorcerer, he also baptized. And when Peter and John came to the city and they laid their hands on the people, it seemed like the people speak in tongues, doing miracles and all these things. So in good conscience, in good motive, this guy, Simon the sorcerer, he just take the money and say, oh, brethren, take this money and then you give me this one, this power, so that I also have that ability to what? To lay hands to other people. And what did Peter say? What did Peter say to him? He said, you and what? Your money to what? To perish. Do you think you use money to what? To buy the gift of the gift of God. And you, this thing was, he said, you need what? To repent. You need, let bear in mind that he did it what? In good conscience.
In his own mind,
he did it in good conscience. He did it in good conscience that he can what? That's what I'm saying. He think he can what? Offer the money to the sorcerer, to the people for him to receive that money. He did it in good conscience. But Paul said to him what? He need what? To repent from that aspect, particular thing. So repentance is very, very important. A lot of times our conscience, how our conscience guards, we can be wrong in our conscience. A lot of times, if people choose to follow our conscience and follow our conscience, you can be wrong. Second solution to the problem, if the problem comes, is what? We must learn biblical love. First thing is what? Repentance. Second thing is what? We must what? We must. The thing is, we must learn what? Biblical love. We must learn biblical love. This love, it seems like we have learned it even before our lessons. Like I came here, he explained the love. What love are you talking about here? Agape love. Agape love. And we have already learned that agape love have what? Some characteristics. We have learned in previous lessons. Can somebody add or can somebody remember what we have already learned? We say agape love have what? Some characteristics.
Unconditional
love. Yeah, that is the same thing, but I'm talking about the characteristics. Characteristics of agape love. Characteristics. What please, let us share. You say the law, characteristics of agape love is what? The law, I'm saying what? You all have to mention the other one. It's the law. It's the law of what? That volunteers. It is the law of what? That volunteers. So we must learn the biblical love.
Yes, there's something about agape love and love.
Yeah.
If you allow me to share my thoughts.
Yeah, about it. Of course.
I know that from the English interpretation,
yeah,
love is in different forms.
Different
that's
forms.
Where we have the agape love, the romantic love, the rest of
it. Was,
but the Bible talks about one love,
yeah,
not two.
Two. Yeah.
So, because when we analyze love, we tend to divide it.
Yeah.
Love has the same principle,
yeah,
the same concept, however and wherever, whether it's in a family relationship, or a friend relationship, in the church, with God, and it's the same principle.
Yeah.
My relationship with my mother is different from my relationship with my friend.
Yeah.
And same as my wife. So, but
when we use the English interpretation in spiritual discussion,
yeah,
we should be a bit careful about it. Because the Bible, the principle, and the spiritual of love is the same across every category.
Yeah.
It's the same. Same kindness, mercy, compassion. But the way I talk to you is different from the way I talk to my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? So those are a different relationship. But in the terms of love, love is the same.
Yeah. Thank you. What you are saying, because you are using the Bible, because if the most of the time, if the Bible say love, he's talking about one thing, one love. That is what? Agape love. But in schools and all these things, in theory and all these things, we have what? Come to the conclusion that, okay, love between you and me is different from what the Bible is saying, agape love. That is what we have got errors, erotic, erotic, can you have this kind of all types of love? You see, but most of the time, because we are the standard, the marriage standard, or the relationship standard is based on the Bible, most of the time, what the word love is always what? The agape love. And we say agape love has some characteristics. One is the love that volunteers. The love that volunteers. Please, help me so that you can quickly go forward. The love that volunteers. Because if you have learned something, you need what? At least write it down or what? Remember it. Because if you learn something and you are not what? Remembering it. It seems like it's not helping. So, one is the love that volunteer. Huh?
No matter if the other person deserves it or not.
Thank you. The matter how, no matter if the person deserves it or not, it is that God expect me to what? To love the person. If the person is deserve it or not, in agape love, God wants me to what? To love him. Thank you, sister. Huh? Don't say it all. No matter how much it costs me, that is the characteristics of agape love. No matter how it costs me. Good. Radu, huh? Don't say that. You have
said. That's what she said. No matter how many times
the person asks for. Yeah. No matter how the person asks for. So, one thing I'm saying that we must what? If we want our marriage to be successful, we need to what? Learn biblical what?
Love.
We need to learn biblical love. Because without biblical love, our marriage is not going to what? Sustain. It will last for a while. It will last for a while. But it's not going to last for what? Forever. Last for, because bear in mind that marriage is what? God has joined us together and he said what? The death is the one who is going to what? Separate us. So it's going to last long. So if you don't go with what? Agape love, you will fall short immediately. You can't carry on. You can't carry on. You see?
Sorry, sir. May we use the principle which Apostle Paul gave us the love?
Yeah. Yeah.
In this discussion.
Corinthians, first.
Let me read it to you because it is more elaborate.
Yeah.
And it's very relevant.
Yeah.
More than the other one that you have talked about.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it from verse 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Yeah.
He said, love suffereth long,
yeah,
and is kind. Love envieth not.
Yeah.
Love wanteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unfeelingly. Seeketh not our own. no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth.
Yeah.
Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never fails.
Yeah. Thank you. Also, do you have the same thing of my notes? It seems like you are just copying from my notes. Yeah. So that the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 going part 1 show us what biblical love is. It's not about what I think or what you think. He said, be mad what? Learn biblical love. And the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 13, verse 1, verse 4, going, he said, as brother Dotun is saying, it's the same thing. It's the same thing I'm going to read it from here. He said, love suffer long. So it's not good. It's not good for we the Christians. We allow some people to come and tell us what love is. It is wrong. It is wrong for us to allow people to what? To interpret. You have this good scripture, Bible scripture, explaining what love is. But unfortunately, what? We allow those outside here to come and tell us what love is. So he said, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not preferred up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek it on. Is not provoked. Thinks no what? Evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity. But what? Rejoice in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. You say, love never what?
Fails.
Brother and sister, this is what? This is what is being called what? Biblical love. We call it biblical love. So, by solving our problem in the church, in our relationship, in our friends, please, this is the guidance God has given to us. First thing he said, be mad what? Repent. We need to repent. Second thing is what? We need what? Learn biblical love. We need to learn biblical love. And God's own goal in 1 Corinthians, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 4, going, Paul has what? Explain to us what biblical love is. I'll stop here because of our time. But if anybody has contribution, question, anything which will help us to build our marriage up, because it is my duty, it is your duty. God is what? Going to hold us accountable in our marriage. In the church, lost church, God is going to hold us accountable because God is God who created us. God knows that you always what? Fall short. You miss the target. So if we not go according to what the Bible is saying, please, God is not going to forgive us. We are going to what? Face judgment about that one. Brother.